to know what's going on.
Now on FM 107.1.
Funky Red Friday, and that's Chris Stapleton, and it's going to play every Friday because we remember everyone deployed. Good morning, San Antonio. Good morning, Texas. Good morning, world. Trey Ware, KTSA. There's Elaine, there's Jimmy, and there's Don right there. We dive off into huge things that are affecting all of our lives and the course of our nation. In 1 hour, you definitely want to be here. Wake some friends up. Get your kids up. In 1 hour, Matt Lohmeyer joins me. You definitely want to be here in 1 hour for him. Without citizen journalists on the new Twitter, and that's what I'm calling it, the new Twitter. It's not the old Twitter anymore. The new Twitter. Without citizen journalists and them on IG as well with their videos, we would not know what's going on in our country and what's happening to our country. The planned chaos, the managed decline, the killing of America right under our noses, the takeover of America by the Red Chinese, it's all happening right now, and you wouldn't know it. The train derailments, the burning down of a plastic factory in Florida near Disney World, it's all interconnected, it's all part of the plan. The president shooting down a toy balloon that cost $12 using two missiles. Over $1 million in missiles plus the flight time of an F-22 to shoot down a toy balloon yesterday. And when asked about his involvement with the Red Chinese, the Chi-Coms, oh, give me a break, man, give me a break. There was no explanation in that. There was nothing that came out of that. He lied about the Chinese balloon when he said, I shot it down as soon as I possibly could. I shot it down. No, he did not. They saw it leave China. It traveled across miles and miles and miles and miles of water. He could have shot it down before it ever reached Alaska. But you know what? He's compromised by the Red Chinese. He's part of the managed decline of this country. And so, he let it come. Yesterday, the EPA finally showed up in East Palestine. Finally. And after walking around and observing the land in East Palestine, the EPA administrator was offered a glass of tap water. Boy, you must be really thirsty. You walked all over this place. Here, go ahead, drink this. You know what he said. I'll pass. Pete Buttigieg is the transportation secretary. He has not gone there. Nor has anyone from the rail company. You know why? Because they know that years from now, as in the 9/11 situation, there's going to be a lot of people with cancer and other diseases from East Palestine, Ohio. They're not going to be a part of it. They don't want to go there and get infected with the stuff that's in the air, the stuff that's in the water. And ladies and gentlemen, we have an administration just like the Obama administration, but far worse. We have an administration that is weaponizing the federal government against you, against the citizens of this country. We know about the FBI because of more than 30 FBI insiders coming out as whistleblowers, talking about how they are a political police force for the left and for the Democrat Party. They are making that perfectly clear in testimony before Jim Jordan's committee. But now you're watching Joe Biden weaponize FEMA against U.S. citizens. FEMA. Joe Biden has said no to FEMA dollars going to that toxic environment. For the people who care about the environment, they talk about Green New Deal. We got to get you off of fossil fuels. We got to get you out of oil. You got to get an electric car. We got to take your stove away from you. Everything that's gas has got to go. We can't have that around here. They're letting the environment in East Palestine, Ohio, die. Why? Well, East Palestine is blue-collar, hard-working Americans. They believe in prayer. They believe in guns. Oh. And more than 75% of them voted for Donald Trump in the last election. So who cares if they die, as far as Joe Biden is concerned, as far as these radical leftists are concerned? Who cares if their children get sick? Who cares if 10 years from now they all have cancers growing all over their bodies? They deserve it because they voted for that evil orange man. They voted for the evil orange man, so they deserve to die. Will they get FEMA money? Well, hell no. They have requested it. They've asked for it. No, they say, it wasn't a hurricane. It wasn't a tornado. So you don't get any FEMA money to help you out. And then the senator from up there, who, by the way, was endorsed by Donald Trump, J.D. Vance, he goes over to a creek that is feeding the wells that people are bathing the water from and drinking. And they say now, the Biden administration, oh, that water is safe. J.D. Vance walks over with a stick. It's on social media if you want to see it. And he pokes the water, and you see what comes bubbling up. It's all those chemicals in the ground under the water. And as he pokes the ground, here comes. And then you've got a citizen journalist. She walks over and does the same thing. She throws a rock into the water, and all these chemicals come bubbling up into the water, just contaminating the water like crazy. No help from the federal government. They say, hey, you know what? It doesn't qualify. And again, I circle back to, isn't that something that ABC should be doing? Isn't this something that CBS with 60 Minutes should be doing? Shouldn't they be disturbing the waters there in East Palestine, Ohio, and showing the American people what's going on? Yet they won't even show up on the ground there. Meanwhile, a train carrying hazardous cargo derailed yesterday just outside of Detroit. Not a hazmat situation, says authorities up there. Pete Buttigieg finally spoke on all these train derailments. He says, look, there's 1,000 of them a year, and, you know, it's just not a big deal. Come on, sweetheart, stop. It's only 1,000 trains derailing a year. What? Don't worry your pretty little head over it. Now, I got to go nurse my son. Stop it. Meanwhile, a fire at JFK Airport yesterday caused a major power outage. Terminal 1 is closed today. International flights diverted to other countries. To other countries. JFK. Diverting flights to countries like New Zealand, etc. Because Terminal 1 is closed down because there was a fire at an airport yesterday that caused a power outage. Then there was a massive 5-acre fire in Florida, Kissimmee. I'm very familiar with that area. Been there, own property down there, in fact. Burning plastic at a plastic nursery pots. You know, when you go to like Home Depot and you buy flowers and all that kind of stuff, plants there in those plastic pots. Yeah, this place in Kissimmee makes all those. It's plastic. Massive 5-acre fire. Do you know how big 5 acres is? Massive fire yesterday. All those plastic chemicals being put into the air near Disney World. What's at Disney World? What's at Disney World? What's at Disney World? Oh, I don't know. Hundreds of thousands of people? Hundreds of thousands that are now infected with what was in the air? Hundreds of thousands. And yet, the walking corpse of a president, Jackass Joe, won't even take any questions from you through the media. Back in just a second, Trey Ware, KTSA.
America's Diamond offers our 5-year, 60-month...